Good morning to all of you this morning, and welcome all you home folks and visitors. Glad to have all of you here today. It's a blessing to be here. I've really enjoyed the service so far. Enjoyed those thoughts this morning on living water, something that is so important. It's imperative that we have that living water within us for spiritual life. And I agree with the thought and love the thought that there is within every one of us that void in our lives that can only be filled with that living water of Christ. So, yeah, I really enjoyed those thoughts. Also, the Sunday school. I really enjoyed our Sunday school class this morning. So, just for a few thoughts this morning, in an opening here, I'd like to talk a little bit about security. And what brought me to this was something that happened to me several months ago in Springfield. So I'm going to tell you that little story, and then we'll read a few scriptures here. So I think this was probably back, I don't remember exactly when it was, probably early spring. I know it was kind of a misty, rainy day, and it was cool. But I stopped at a convenience store along East Sunshine Street, and as I was leaving, I pulled up to make a right turn onto East Sunshine to leave there. And of course I was making a right turn. I pulled up there kind of a little bit on an angle, and as I was doing that, I was looking somewhat over my shoulder to wait for traffic or to watch traffic, find a clear spot to go. And as there often is, there was a lot of traffic and I had to wait for quite a while. And so I sat there and watched for a while, and finally the traffic cleared. And like I said, it was a substantial amount of time. Finally the traffic cleared, and so like we do, I let off the brake, started moving, pulling onto East Sunshine, and as my gaze came around to look forward, and I was moving already, and there was a man standing right at the front corner, not standing, he was walking, right at the left corner of my truck, and I just missed him. But what had happened was he was walking along the sidewalk, coming from my right, and instead of, I don't know if he tried to get my attention or not, but he trusted that I would not move, I guess, while he walked in front of my truck. If the traffic had cleared 2 seconds earlier, I would have probably ran over him. But the way it was, he was on the left corner of my truck, and I just missed him as I took off. And I honestly don't know, I think it was a young man. He had a hood up over his, so I never got a really good look to see who he was or what he even looked like. But you know, that man trusted that my 3/4-ton diesel pickup was going to sit there and wait on him to cross. And he trusted me as the driver to not move while he walked in front of me. And what he didn't know that I was not looking out for him at all. And so isn't that the way we are sometimes in life? We put our security in things, or we trust things that absolutely do not give us any security. I'd like to read Psalm 20 as a scripture to go with this. This is a psalm of David. And from what we read here, it looks like it was something that David wrote before he went into battle at some point. And I think I'll read the complete psalm here. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. We see here in this psalm that David is petitioning God to hear him, and he was asking God to hear him. He was putting his trust in God. He was getting ready to go into battle, but his faith was not in his own army. His faith was in the God of heaven, where the true power and strength came from. And verse 7 is especially what drew me here. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And you know, we can trust in other things today as well. We have many things that we find security in. I think sometimes, especially here in our country, it's easy for us to put we find security in our government or our powerful military to continue to have the freedom that we have. Or we can trust in our riches, the things that we own. You know, those things can give us a sense of security. And yet, where the true security is in God. And recognizing that, you know, God is the giver of the freedom that we have. God is the giver of the things that we possess. And they can be taken away at any time. Those things can. God will never be taken away. God is always solid. He's always there, will always be there. Another little story that I thought of, and this is about me. A number of years ago, I hated flying. And a large part of that was because of the height. I hate heights. And so it was, sometimes when you fly, you know, you get up above a deck of clouds and the sun is shining up there and, you know, it's not near as far down as what the ground is, right? And so somehow that gave me a bit of a sense of security. And you know, I think back today and I'm like, you know, that's completely foolish. If that plane's going down, it's going straight through those clouds, right? So sometimes I think that we, trusting in the earthly things, our military, our government, our riches, or whatever else it is that you trust in, maybe your insurance company, is just like trusting that deck of clouds to keep an airplane up. It won't happen. Another verse that really stood out to me a number of years ago, and I'd like to turn to that in John 17, and this is for us as God's children today. This is in Jesus' prayer for at this point in the chapter, he's praying specifically for his disciples, but he goes on and down a little further, he says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me. And so I know that the whole prayer is for us today. And that is in verse 11 and 12, I'd like to read in John 17. There's one phrase in here that really jumped out at me several years ago. I was in another state, in another church service, and just someone reading over this, and this just really, really hit me. Verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." The phrase that stood out to me is, keep through thine own name. You know, there is no greater security than that, being kept by the name of God himself. That is where our true security is found. And you know, though we face hard things, though we face unpleasant things, we can know that God is good. God is a good God. And in facing those hard things, there is no more secure place than resting in God through those times. Let's stand for prayer at this time. Murray, would you want to come forward?